जय जगन्नाथ। It's my great honor and pleasure to be with all of you. In this very special sacred village of Galtari. It's my special honor to have the blessing of being translated by Rupa Raghunath
Prabhu.
Is he translating or editing? Ratha Yatra is one of the oldest celebrations on the earth.
Ratha Yatra utsav jo hai ha khub puratan sanatan prithvivar honara utsav sadhara hota hai.
Since the time of Satya Yuga, long ago, millenniums back, in the great holy city of Jagannath Puri, this Ratha Yatra has been taking place every year.
Satyuga madhe lakho varsha puri Jagannath Puri ya dhama madhe Ratha Yatra utsav sadhara hoto.
Just a couple years ago, we brought about 7,000 of our devotees to participate in the parade.
Ratha Yatra utsav madhe 5 varsha puri aple 7,000 bhaktagan Jagannath Puri la gele hote.
But we felt very insignificant because on this road at the same time in the parade was 950,000 other people. Every year, average 900,000 to 1,000,000 people come. And everyone is on the same little road at the same time. And the ropes to the chariot, there's four for each chariot. This chariot has four wheels. In Puri, Jagannath's chariot has 18 wheels. And they make new chariot every year. And the ropes are about a city block long. Thousands and thousands of people on the same rope pulling. And tens and thousands trying to touch the rope. And hundreds and hundreds of kirtan parties. And tens and thousands of people dancing. And hundreds and thousands, million people in incredible eagerness. And because it's the rainy season, sometimes there's monsoon rains for hours and hours on everyone. But because all of these pilgrims are so grateful and eager to be there, they're happy with the crowds and they're happy with the rains. And just watching these people, there's swamis and there's yogis and there's sadhus and there's monks, but most people are just family people from villages and towns.
तिथे बरेच काही योगी साधू किंवा संन्यासी अनेक लोक आलेले असतात, पण जास्तीत जास्त लोक जे रथाच्या मध्ये असतात हे सर्व घर गृहस्थी गावचे लोक असतात.
But they're so grateful to receive the opportunity to be a part of something so spiritual.
पण सर्वजण जे असतात तिथे जगन्नाथांचं दर्शन होतोय तेव्हा कार्यक्रमामध्ये उत्सवामध्ये भाग घ्यायला मिळतो त्याच्यामुळे ते खूप कृतज्ञ असतात त्यांच्या भावनेमध्ये.
They don't mind the monsoon torrents of rain pouring on them for hours at a time.
तासन तास त्यांच्यावर पाऊस कोसळतो आहे याची पण त्यांना काळजी नसते.
They're quite happy with being crushed and shoved and stepped on by millions of people.
तिथे चेंगरा चेंगरे होते, लाखो लोक जे असतात एकमेकांना खुबत असतात, पण या सर्व ज्या अडचणी असतात ते सर्व दूर करून त्या उत्सवात भाग घेतात.
Because they're grateful.
When
we're grateful to God, obstacles are very small.
जेव्हा कोणी भगवंताप्रति कृतज्ञ असेल तर ज्या काही अडथळे येतात अडचणी येतात त्या खूप छोट्या होऊन जातात, लहान होतात.
But when we do not have that gratitude, then even little things can disturb us so much.
आपण जर कृतज्ञ नसेल भगवंताप्रति तर छोटीशी जीवनामध्ये एखादी गोष्ट असते ती खूप मोठा संकट आपल्यामध्ये निर्माण करते.
You see, in bhakti, tolerance is not just somehow or other bearing with pain and not saying anything.
Bhakti madhe sahan shuddha madhe bata kahi tari dukha yet hai tala sahan karna nave.
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. It's about experiencing something very high and very deep.
फक्त दुःख सहन करणं नव्हे तर आपल्या हृदयामध्ये काहीतरी उच्च आनंद त्याचा अनुभव करणं हे महत्त्वाचं आहे.
When we're grateful, we can receive God's grace.
जेव्हा आपण कृतज्ञ असो भगवंताच्या कृपेचा अनुभव आपल्या जीवनामध्ये करू शकतो.
And then our perception transforms.
आपला पूर्ण दृष्टिकोन हा जगाकडे बघण्याचा तो बदलून जातो.
And things that ordinarily cause us pain actually cause us pleasure because we think, just see, I'm paying a little price for something so great.
सर्वसामान्य दुःख असतात आपलं नगण्य वाटतात आणि असं वाटायला लागतं की थोडस काही आपल्याला मोठा आनंद मिळतोय त्यासाठी थोडस मला किंमत फेडावी लागते.
Because the nature of the mind, it's always seeking some reason to complain.
मनाचा स्वभाव आहे काहीतरी तक्रार करण्यासाठी ते शोधत असतं.
Some reason to find fault.
काहीतरी कारण चूक शोधणं दोष शोधण्यासाठी शोधत असतं.
Because it's always looking for pleasure and there's so many impediments.
कारण की ते अनेक याच्यामध्ये काहीतरी सुख आनंद शोधण्याचा प्रयत्न करत असतात.
But a grateful heart allows us to actually receive the highest pleasure of Krishna's grace.
म्हणजे कृतज्ञ जे हृदय आहे ते भगवंताची कृपा जे आहे त्याच्यामध्ये आनंद घेण्यासाठी जास्त मुक्त असत.
And then people stepping on us and trampling us and crushing us, it becomes very nice.
जरी कोणी आपल्याला तोडत असेल जरी आपल्याला कोणी ढकलत असेल पण ते सर्व जे आहे त्याच्यामध्ये व्यक्ती आनंद घ्यायला लागतो.
Because we're thinking, I don't deserve to be here.
आपण हा विचार करू लागतो की मला इथं येण्यासच मी पात्र नाहीये, येऊन थोडाफार त्रास झाला तर काय हरकत नाही.
But I get to be here.
पण मला इथं यायला मिळालंय.
It's taken me so many births to have the blessing of getting crushed by all these people here.
अनेक जन्म मला हे तोडवण्यासाठी घ्यावे लागले.
And then the same experience that causes us anxiety causes us joy.
आणि तो जो अडथळे किंवा त्रास आहे
So it's a crash course of learning that lesson when you're at Jagannath Puri during Rath
Yatra.
But it's actually beautiful to see the smiling enthusiastic faces on everyone.
Asa sarvanche hi anandi ani tivra bhavnache je chehre bagun khup anand yeto tya rath yatre madhe.
Lord Chaitanya, he made his residence in Puri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne apla niwas sthan hai Jagannath Puri madhe banavla.
He was from Navadweep, which is a place in Bengal.
Bengal madhe je Navadweep sthan hai tithun Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aale.
And he took sannyas. That means he became a swami to leave home to make the whole world his family.
Tene sannyas ghetla ane purna jagat apla niwas sthan banvanyasathi te gharacha bahar padle.
All humanity and all living beings becomes the family of one who actually understands what renunciation is for.
Jo hrudaya pasun mana pasun jo vairagya grahan karto त्यासाठी पूर्ण जग जे आहे पूर्ण मानव समाजच त्याच्यासाठी आपलं कुटुंब बनून जातं.
The highest detachment is the deepest attachment.
जे सर्वात उच्च जे त्याग आहे ते सर्वात उच्च ही आसक्ती आहे.
We detach ourselves from our selfish small-mindedness.
आपण छोट्याशा ज्या निस्वार्थ गोष्टी आहेत त्याच्यापासून त्याग करतो.
To attach ourselves to the love of God.
आपण भगवंता प्रति प्रेम निर्माण करण्यासाठी इकडे आसक्ती निर्माण करतो.
To the seva of God.
भगवंताची सेवा करण्यासाठी आपण तत्पर असतो.
And the seva of all living beings.
सर्व मानव समाजाची सेवा करण्यासाठी तत्पर होतो.
That is true renunciation.
हे खरं वैराग्य आहे.
So he was going to go to Vrindavan.
चैतन्य महाप्रभू हे वृंदावनच्या दिशेने निघाले.
He was so eager to go to Vrindavan.
वृंदावनला जाण्यासाठी खूप तीव्र त्याच्यामध्ये भावना निर्माण.
As soon as he became a sannyasi in a place called Katva with his danda and his kamandalu, his water pot, he said, I am going to Vrindavan to be with Krishna. And he started dancing through the forest toward Vrindavan.
Katva येथे चैतन्य महाप्रभू संन्यास घेतला. त्याने कमंडलू दंडा याच्या सहित ते तीव्रतेने पळू लागले.
It's only about 1,000 miles away. But in those days, if you're eager to reach somewhere, miles are not very important. But then Nityananda Prabhu, his beloved devotee, he knew that Lord Chaitanya's mother and his associates from Navadweep were feeling such pain that he left in the middle of the night and became a swami.
त्यांचे त्यांचे भक्त त्यांना खूप वाटत माहित होता की सची माता त्यांची माता आणि सर्व जे इतर भक्त आहेत ते चैतन्य महाप्रभूंच्या खूप विरहामध्ये आहेत आणि म्हणून त्यांनी त्यांचा मार्ग धरला.
So he guided Lord Chaitanya to a place called Shantipur, and there all his friends and family from Navadweep came to meet him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nityan purni to marga badalan tane Shantipur ite pochavla ani sarva navadweepche je bhakt ahet mata ahet te sarva tana tithe yeun bhetle.
And Sachi Devi, his mother, made a simple request.
Sachi mata tanchi aai je tani namra vinanti keli.
She said, Vrindavan is so far away, if you go there I'll never hear your pastimes, your leelas.
वृंदावन इथं खूप लांब आहे त्यामुळे तुम्ही तर तिथे गेला वृंदावनमध्ये तर मला तुमच्याबद्दल कधी ऐकायला मिळणार नाही.
But the same Krishna that lives in Vrindavan is living in Puri as Jagannath.
वृंदावनचे जे कृष्ण आहे तेच कृष्ण जगन्नाथ पुरी म्हणजे जगन्नाथाच्या रूपामध्ये आहे.
And it's not so far away.
जास्त दूरही नाही जगन्नाथपुरी.
So I could send you prasad.
मला प्रसाद पाठवू शकतो.
And I could hear your pastimes.
तुमच्याबद्दल ऐकू शकते.
So to please his mother, he decided to make his home in Puri.
मातेला आईला प्रसन्न करण्यासाठी चैतन्य महाप्रभू आपले निवासस्थान जगन्नाथपुरी इथे बनवले.
Lord Chaitanya would have kirtan and dance.
चैतन्य महाप्रभू नेहमी तिथे कीर्तन आणि भजन होत असत.
Everyone would chant with so much love.
सर्व एकदम आपल्या हृदयातून अंतकरणापासून भगवंताचं कीर्तन करत असत.
And in great ananda or ecstasy sometimes he would jump in the air and then enter into a state of samadhi.
त्या प्रेमानंदामध्ये उंच उडी मारायचे कीर्तनामध्ये.
And from high in the air he would fall to the ground. And
त्या समाधीत उंच स्थरावर कधी कधी जमिनीवर कोसळत.
And his mother would see that.
त्याच्या आईला ते बघून.
And she was in her motherly love praying to Krishna. She prayed, Krishna, in my whole life I've been your devotee. At every moment I've been remembering you and chanting your name and doing puja and seva. I've never asked for anything. But now I'm going to ask for something. Please take all the spiritual credits and benefits I've got from all the devotion, bhakti, puja and mantras I've ever chanted. Whatever spiritual credits I have from my worship in this life and all previous lives, I want you to exchange it for one thing. That when my son jumps in the air and then falls on the ground, that he doesn't feel any pain. That is mother's love. So to honor his mother, he went to Puri. And every year he would invite his devotees to come from all around Bengal, hundreds and hundreds, especially to celebrate Rath Yatra. Where these gigantic chariots, three of them, are being pulled by millions of people. And beautiful kirtan of the holy names. Our scripture, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, tells a beautiful story. The Rath Yatra represents when Krishna was away from Vrindavan for many, many years. He met the Brijabasis, the residents of Vrindavan, in Kurukshetra. Sri Radha, Lalita, Vishaka, Nanda, Yashoda, they all came and were seeing Krishna after so many years.
Radha, Lalita, Vishaka, Nanda, Baba, Yashoda, Yasaron, anek, anek, varshanantate, Isarva, Krishna, Bhagavate.
And in their hearts, they wanted to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. In the chariots of their hearts, they were pulling Krishna to come back. Sri Radha was explaining that Vrindavan is my heart. Because I know that's where you're happiest. And in their meditation, they made these chariots for Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, to bring Krishna back to the Vrindavan of their hearts. In a similar way, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriday Sherjana Tishtati, Krishna is always in our hearts. But when we become very distracted by egoism and selfishness, we cannot perceive. So when we pull the chariot or dance in front of the chariot as we did today, It's a meditation. Krishna, I want my heart to be so clean that you will come and happily reveal yourself in there and be happy to be in my heart. At the beginning of the festival, the king of Orissa, his name is Pratap Arudra. He was an undisputed king of the whole of Odisha. In those days, you didn't vote for kings. If you're king for life. He had magnificent palaces. And everyone loved him because he was such a gracious, fatherly person. He would come out with a broom. And he would be dressed like a simple sweeper. And he would sweep the road. This was his mood. You see, in a cultured society, there's a meaning and a feeling behind whatever we do. He was before God, Lord Jagannath. He was revealing his true nature, that I'm just the simplest servant of all your servants. I may be ruling the kingdom and living in the elegance that I have to, but in my heart, I'm most happy just sweeping the road for you and all of the people. Because in bhakti, there is no material high or low. Everything is based on our consciousness. What is high is what we do with unconditional love and compassion. And what is low is what we do without consideration of how it will affect others, or with envy or ego. Lord Chaitanya saw this, and he was so happy. Although he's a great, great king, more than a billionaire, he has such a simple heart. He's most happy just sweeping the street for all of us, knowing that that will please Lord Jagannath. Now, sometimes politicians will come and sweep the street because, you know, they'll get photos taken and people will vote for them. But God sees our intentions. He didn't need any votes. That was his heart. He just wanted to be the servant of the servant of the servant. He wanted to please the Lord. and please all the devotees and please everyone. By removing the stones and the dust from the road so everyone could dance nicely. And that is how the Rath Yatra would begin. By establishing that principle. And after seeing this Lord Chaitanya, he offered a beautiful prayer to Jagannath. He said, I am not any of these material designations. I'm not a householder, I'm not a swami. I'm not a brahmana or kshatriya vaishya or any shudra. All these material designations are just roles. Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas. My true identity, my true aspiration, my Lord, is just to be the servant of all your servants with love. And in that spirit, it didn't matter whether people were stepping on you or crushing you. Because you're feeling such, when you feel love and gratitude to Krishna, to God, you naturally feel great compassion to everyone. And the story of Lord Chaitanya's beautiful, beautiful kirtan, dancing, and the manifestations of compassion that he revealed during this parade every year. Our beautiful histories. In his love, he would cry in Ananda in ecstasy. And literally, hundreds and hundreds of people would be completely bathed in his tears. Not only was their bodies completely bathed, but their minds and their hearts, because Lord Chaitanya's tears were literally giving water to the seed of love of Prem in their hearts, and they became liberated in ecstatic love for God. This festival is so special that when my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, was just a boy of about 5 years old, he lived in Calcutta during the British time. This is at about just at the turn of the 20th century, about 1901. And he would ask his father, I want to have Rath Yatra in Calcutta. But his father wasn't so wealthy. How do you have Rath Yatra in Calcutta? But one lady was listening to him talk to his father on the road. And she said, I have a nice little wagon. He can make that into a chariot. And she gave the wagon. And he decorated it and brought all his friends. Something like what we did today. but much smaller. And they would just go through these little back lanes of Calcutta, and they would be the children would be dancing and singing, and the adults would come too. Because he would hear about the beautiful festival in Puri. And later on, he came to America. When Srila Prabhupada first came to New York City in 1965, he had Indian rupees that were equivalent to $7. But in 1965, nobody would exchange a rupee, so he had nothing. He was living in different little places in the Bowery. Being from Calcutta, one day he said he woke up and he thought, what did the city do? They painted everything white. That was his first sight of snow. And he had no warm clothes. So it was very simple. And he was just penniless little Swami with a great message to share, and he would walk down Fifth Avenue sometimes, and he would see limousines going by and all these beautiful big buildings, and he would feel so sorry for those people. Not in a judgmental way, in a compassionate way. He would look at the limousines driving by and look at all these fashionable people, and he would cry that they're so spiritually poor if they don't love God. When we theoretically hear these things, we don't really connect. But when you actually taste the sweetness of love of God, the premadan, the greatest of all treasures that fills your heart with joy, then you really pity someone who's so distracted trying to find that love in so many little things. And he wrote a beautiful prayer. He said, I have no power to give your message to these people, Krishna. But if you make me your puppet, then I will dance in your hands, and then they will understand your message. A few years later, on Fifth Avenue, there was Rath Yatra. He had arranged it. Three gigantic chariots, at least 25 times bigger than the chariot we saw today. And there were thousands of devotees that came from all over the world. And there were tens and thousands of people from New York. Like this, what is this?
Hazar
And he brought this Rath Yatra actually to every major city in the world. And to so many little villages like Galtari. It is a beautiful time to come together with like-minded people to celebrate the blessings that we are all receiving. Thank you very much. I am especially grateful to all the people of the village of Galtari. You are truly beautiful and special. Not so long ago we began our Govardhan Eco Village. And we didn't really have much of anything, we just started growing some rice. And little by little, after a while it became quite fast actually. We started to develop it into an ashram and a retreat place to inspire people in the world to live very, very intimately close to Mother Nature, to Krishna and to each other. And the first people to really befriend us and open their hearts and open their village to us was all of you here in Galtari. We truly feel that we are a part of your village and you are a part of our eco village. We are like one family in two houses. Actually, more accurate, we're one family in two rooms in the same house. And so much wonderful appreciation I have for Rupa Raghunath. Is he speaking what I say? Why don't you take microphone from me?
Maharaj Bhatta ki mala Rupa Raghunath badal khub abhar hai ki hai seva karte hain.
When we first came to Mumbai, we just had one tiny little room in the corner of a 100-year-old building. And there was an orphanage. The Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. And we were asked to take the responsibility for this orphanage because it was being neglected.
तिथे जे अनाथ आश्रम होता त्याचा खूप दुर्लक्षित कारभार चालला होता. तर मग हे इस्कॉनला भक्तांना सांगण्यात आलं की तुम्ही त्यांची काळजी घ्या.
That's when I first came to live in Mumbai.
तिथे महाराज पहिल्यांदा राहण्यासाठी आले मुंबईला.
And one small child who lived in that orphanage was Rupa
Raghunatha.
And he just with such a grateful heart, he did his studies and he took to spiritual life. And now he's such an empowered, beautiful soul who's literally thousands and thousands of people he's inspiring and educating in the science of true bhakti.
हरे कृष्णा. महाराज म्हणताय की रूप रघुनाथपूर्णी मग शिक्षण केलं आणि मग आता हजारो हजारो लोकांना हे भगवत भक्तीचे ज्ञान देत आहेत आणि त्यांचं जीवन परिवर्तन करत आहेत.
Sanat Kumar Prabhu has been here from the beginning, working with all of you so beautifully.
Sanat Kumar Prabhu phamcha surati pasun ite ahe ani khup sundar ite ite aapla sarvanna margadarshan karta ahe. Hari bol.
Gauranga Prabhu has been doing such incredible devotional service.
Gauranga Prabhu ite khup chhan ritya sarvanna margadarshan karta ahe.
But most of all, to every man and boy and woman and girl of Galtari, thank you for opening your hearts and your village for all of us today.
Galtaratil प्रत्येक पुरुष प्रत्येक स्त्री मूल मुलगी सर्वांनी आमच्या सर्वांसाठी आपले हृदय उघडे केले. गाव आपल्या सर्वांनी आमच्यासाठी उघडं करून दिलं. आपल्यासाठी आपल्या सर्वांचं याबद्दल खूप खूप कृतज्ञ धन्यवाद.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. 10 million times louder. Much louder.
आणि मोठ्याने म्हणायचं.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.